This is Off the Clock, KPIA's look at arts and culture throughout Missouri. I'm Janet Saidi. This week's edition takes us to the historic former town of Pennytown, Missouri. Joe Penny was a formerly enslaved Missourian who founded Pennytown after being freed. KPIA's Emily Aiken recently visited a family in Pennytown that is preserving the town's history and the place that was once the town's center, the Pennytown Free Will Baptist Church.
Well, today we're walking around Pennytown Free Will Baptist Church. As I said, it was
outside of Marshall, Missouri, there's a strip of gravel called Kitty Hawk Avenue. The unpaved road leads to family farms, pastures, and a town formed by Joe Penny in 1871. This town no longer exists, except in the heart and memory of Virginia Houston, the last person to be born in Pennytown.
Pennytown is my birthplace, even though I was the last person born there, and I used to get kidded by my brothers and sisters about being born in the shanty and not being born in the hospital. But this is my birthplace. This is my home, and it will always be that.
Houston is the oldest of five siblings and the daughter of Josephine R. Lawrence, who played an integral part in preserving the town's history. She says her mother passed down her passion and the love for her family's past. Houston is a religious woman. She was raised religious and goes to the church for prayer and peace. But the church means a lot more than just religion. It is a physical memory of where Houston came from. Pennytown was once a thriving community, and church was right in the middle of it.
And it was day in and day out, which they never complained or anything like that, because they was all trying to make a living and help in this rural area. They did a lot of bartering because there wasn't much money.
Pennytown had about 1,000 residents, many of which were free slaves or brought in by Penny himself. It thrived through hard labor, farming, and knowledge. Houston says they would congregate at the church to share their love for their town and religion.
I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the descendants. I feel Mom's presence. As long as we have that in our heart and in this church, knowing that even though our days may be numbered, but we have the young people.
The church is a small room with wood floors and pews, a piano in the corner, and a stained glass window visible right as you walk in. But before its restoration, Pennytown Free Will Baptist Church was almost unsalvageable.
Oh. It just looked like something that you didn't think that would ever be restored with all of the wood and the bricks, missing bricks.
Though the church may not hold regular services anymore, that doesn't stop Houston and her family from celebrating their history. Every year on the first Sunday of August, the church holds a homecoming. There are guest speakers, worship services, and lots of food. Houston said without the community's support, the renovation of the church would not have been completed.
So we appreciate everything, the support, everything that everybody has done, you know, because if it hadn't been for the people and the supporters, we wouldn't have made it, you know.
When Houston comes to the church, she sits in the pew with her heated blanket and closes her eyes. Sometimes she thinks of her mother. Other times she remembers her favorite scripture or psalm.
That was KBIA producer Emily Aiken reporting from the Pennytown Free Will Baptist Church in what once was the historic town of Pennytown, Missouri.